Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is George Gamond, and how are you today? It's Monday, and welcome to the Monday show. Oh, I got to tell you something. And I'm not searching for anything here particularly, but I'll throw it out there anyway. Tomorrow's my birthday, but I will be on the air. I thought I'd do it. Tomorrow I'm going to take myself to breakfast, and I'm going to go in the movies in the evening. But I thought I'd do this show. It keeps me busy. It keeps me – and then we can do a birthday show. We can talk about birthdays. We can talk about fun stuff. That's what I want to do this week, and talk about fun stuff. You know, we've had a lot of, like, decompression from the election. And maybe it's time to just kind of look at everything from a positive point of view and not maintain the negativity. There's a lot of negativity on both sides going around right now. So I wanted to just take a couple minutes on that. Take your calls. We're going to talk to dead people. Love to talk to dead people. See if they can give you some really positive messages on whatever is going on in your life. Look into your future. See what dead people have to say about your future. It's relatives, spirit guides, famous people, whatever it might be. We're going to look at your future. And so that's what we'll talk to. So if you have any questions, now remember, when we look into your future, if you like it, then you get to manifest it. If you don't like it, then, you know, just forget about it. Okay, go away. I don't want to hear this. But I try to give really positive messages, and that's what I'm going to try. My attempt to do is to only give very positive, uplifting, encouraging messages. I think what we've gone through the last few days and all of the, let's say, adversity and conflict has left a lot of people drained. So we're going to look at laughter today, 7 reasons to laugh. And I got another article on laughter and how to overcome disappointment. So we'll look into that. But I did want to make one comment. And I think we could all be guilty of this. Try not to be, but we could be guilty of this. I've made some comments. Well, I've responded to some comments about President Obama. And one of my friends, or somebody, wrote this article about the president and achieving what he wanted to do. And there was a lack of achievement in the White House. And I guess that was a reply to one of my friends wrote. And I wrote back basically that a lot of this lack of achievement was because there was such animosity or unwillingness to compromise on issues. And I'm not saying that the president wasn't part of that, but it felt like the other party had a lot to say that was not willing to compromise or discuss situations. Now, I know Republicans will say the president, so forth and so on. But I brought up the point that there was a lack of compromise. There was a lack of willingness to compromise, and that's why a lot of things weren't achieved. And then I got a response back to my statement calling me ignorant, that I didn't know anything. I bring that up because it's a time for civility. It's a time to approach situations without personal attacks about a person's character. You may not agree with what they had to say. You may not agree with their political stance, but it's not the time for personal attacks against people. You can disagree without attacking the person. You can say to the – in my case, if he didn't agree with my stance, he said, what if you would have looked into the records a little more deeply, you would have seen that that's not the case, that the president was being belligerent or the president was doing this or the president was doing that, and that he just wasn't accomplishing anything. Okay, without attacking me, calling me a name. So – I would say that it's important for both sides, whatever side of the aisle you are on, whatever political point of view you come from, it's time for a little civility. It's a time to respect other people. You may not agree with them, but you can respect them. You may not like what they're going to say, and you may not appreciate what they're going to say, but it's time for unconditional love. It's time for respect. It's not a time to retaliate. Now we need to look at the history of society and those peacemakers, and how did they deal with it? How did they deal with these situations? I'm thinking of Martin Luther King. I'm thinking of, escaped me, the gentleman from South Africa. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. It wasn't a retaliation. It was a need to understand and a need to communicate. So that's all I'm going to say about it. So I'm going to try my darndest not to take personal attacks against anybody in either party that I may not agree with, but I may not agree with them. And that's okay. You can disagree with somebody, but you don't have to attack them personally. And I've seen it on both sides, and it doesn't work. And you're seeing more and more of it now because that genie is out of the bottle. And not only people disagreeing, but they're attacking people, the person themselves, with some really rude and ugly statements about people. And that's just not how we have a civilized society. We need civility. We need to, you may disagree, but the personal name calling and the derogatory statements about other people and calling them all kinds of names because you don't agree with them, it doesn't fly. It doesn't work. We will never find common ground if we attack. Okay, I'm done. That's my thing about politics, and I'll try to get off that for the rest of my life, hopefully. Been a cause-oriented person my whole life, but my cause now is more about how can we get closer to source or God or whatever you call it. How can we be in alignment with that? So I have a caller. Then we'll get into laughter. We'll talk more about laughter. Talk to some dead people, and maybe they have some things to say about keeping our spirits up and keeping a positive energy going into the future. So let me take a call and see what's going on. Hello. Are you there? Well, you went away. Well, I'm going to put 201 area code is who I'm trying to talk to. And sometimes when I put people on hold for a while, they go do whatever they're going to do. And so they disappear for a while. So I'll put you back on hold. I'll jump back to you in a minute. And then I'll try to take the call. So don't go away. 201, I'll be back. I promise in a minute or so. And then we can talk if you want to talk still. And I won't go too far away. Okay, you're on hold, so I'll be back. So let me get a couple articles. I had some articles I wanted to do. This is from beliefnet.com, and let me thumb back through it. I was reading through the articles, and I got to the end, and I want to get back to the beginning. It's 21 ways to overcome disappointment. A lot of disappointment, right? I thought this was really rather appropriate for what's going on, a lot of disappointment in people's corners at this point in history. So let's, and there's one in here that I'm going to read it to you, and I want you to tell me what they mean by it, because I'm reading it going, huh? What do you mean by it? Okay, and the author is Therese Bouchard, writes the Beyond Blue blog on BeliefNet, and her book is called Beyond Blue, which has just been published. So doesn't tell me what her background is other than that, but that's cool. You can, you know, when you put things out there, people can either go, yeah, it makes sense, I like that. It doesn't matter who the author is. Sometimes they have credibility, and sometimes, well, credibility is sometimes in just the words themselves. Throw away the evidence. Albert Einstein failed his college entrance exam. Walt Disney was fired from his first medical job. Michael Jordan was cut from his high school basketball team. Get it? And basically, if you're disappointed about something in the past that you've just done, you didn't get a job. You didn't accomplish something that you thought you were going to accomplish or wanted to accomplish. You got to move forward. You just got to let it go. Just throw away the evidence. Throw away the past. Don't dwell on it. Don't spend so much time on it. You can learn a lesson from it, of course. You can go, well, why did I fail? What happened there? What didn't I do? What can I do? Like in Michael Jordan's case, that failure of not making the team pushed him to work even harder to make the team, to go further, to, because you love the game. If you love the game, whatever it is, if you love the game, stay in the game and just find a way to work it. Okay, let me get back to you guys, see if my 201 is still there. I promised I'd be back in about a minute or so, so I am back. Are you there?
Yes, hi, I'm here.
You're finally. I'm just teasing. who am I speaking? Do you have a name?
I don't want to give out my name if that's okay.
Okay, so what were you looking for then if you're not going to give a name?
I just wanted to see if anyone who has passed away wants to talk to me.
Okay, I'm going to try to pick up your energy without that kind of name signature, and it's harder. So don't – do you have a first initial? Can you give me a first initial?
G.
Okay. Okay, so that helps a lot. Okay, so let me see. Father's side of the family. It's on your father. I never get names. Don't quiz me on names because for some reason they don't trust me with names. Okay, father's side of the family. Okay. Female energy. Female energy. Father's side of the family goes back. And they kind of show me a picture, so it kind of gave me this lineage kind of thing, lines, and so I can kind of see if it's like a grandmother. It feels like off to the line, side a little bit, like an aunt or a cousin, like a female on your father's side of the back, like family, going back a couple generations, and it feels very female, but it feels like off to the side. So it's either an aunt, feels more like an aunt than a cousin, because it feels closely related to your great-grandfather. Okay?
Okay.
So we'll get all that stuff gone. That's we got the clarity of who it is. At least I get an energy there, pick up an energy. So what does this person want to say to you about your life?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to get. I'm trying to hear something what she would have to say to you. I don't channel directly, like I'm not going to speak, like she's going to come into me and speak. No, I'll just get words. I'm getting the message, and to some degree it's a little faint, maybe because I'm not connecting as well as I should, but it's a little faint. But it feels like what she's saying is that there's slow and there's a couple areas of your life. There has been really slow and steady progress to where you want to be or where you're going. And then she seems to indicate two areas of your life where there's progress that you're moving forward, but it's not, it's almost like you're stuck a little bit in these two areas of your life. And I'm not sure what exactly she's talking about. One might have something to do with finance because I'm sensing something about money, but there's steady progress. It's growth. It's steady. It's growing. Now, I'm trying to get what she has for you in the future, where she sees you in the future. I don't know what you're looking for, but I see it's like a bushel basket of money. Not literal, but metaphorically, a bushel basket of money that's being poured on you. And I've seen this from time to time on people. So if you're expecting some financial increases in your life in 2017, it's going to pop in. It's going to pop in because I get the bushel basket. She's pointing out to the future that growth has been steady, and I think it's your growth has been steady to get to a place in your life where you can achieve this. But I'm also sensing she's saying it's not a lot of work on your part. This is not a lot of work on your part. You don't have to do a lot of work to get this. It's kind of like the law of attraction. Where it's like the money just comes to you, bam, done, like out of the blue thing. Okay. You've been working towards it. You've been trying to get there, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So it's in 2017, and it doesn't feel winter. It feels like springish time of the year. Okay, that they got this thing outdoors, mm-hmm. and so there's no snow around or anything. But I would expect it on your part. I would expect like a windfall or some money coming to you that's kind of unexpected, that you don't have to work and put a lot of effort into it to get it. It's like the reward of already what you've done. Okay? that you've already it's the picture I get is like the farmer who plants the seeds and does all this stuff and pulls the weeds out, and all of a sudden the crop comes up and they can pick the crop. So you're going to be basically picking your crop next year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's money. It's money.
Good.
And let me ask you another question, because this is kind of what I'm feeling or hearing and what I'm kind of getting from her is about, are you looking to relocate or move or do some kind of movement in your life?
Yes, I want to move.
The other part that's coming up. It's the movement. It's some kind of movement coming up, because it feels like the picture I'm getting into being at a different place in your life, different location, whatever that is, where it feels more open and clean and clear and just, it feels better. It just feels better, okay? I don't know if you've ever been in a place where it just feels good to be in, because right now where you're at doesn't feel that, it doesn't feel that good. It feels kind of like you're in a crunch at some level. You know what I mean by that?
Yeah.
Like the walls are collapsing in on you to some degree. But yeah, it's coming for you. And it might be related to the money thing, might be around the same time, but there's definitely a moving for you, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Are you looking for another house? Is that a house that you want?
Well, yeah, looking for everything.
Yeah, because this is a house. It's not an apartment or a condo. It's separate. It's a unit by itself. It's a house, okay? And it has a very interesting architecture is what I picture. The picture I get, I'm not seeing the whole house, but I'm seeing a lot of white related to it, like white walls. I don't know if the white is on the outside or the inside, but there's a lot of glass and white involved in it. Okay? And the wood in the structure feels very natural. It's not like it feels natural. It doesn't feel painted.
Okay.
Like wood beams. Wood beams. Do you know what I mean talking about that? But they're not painted. They're just a natural color of wood.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice. It's very clean. Very nice. So enjoy it. Okay? Enjoy
it.
Thank you. That's coming around the same time, but I still get that energy around kind of what I'm getting is early spring 2017. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Have fun.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, I didn't get any sooner than that. I was trying to, because some people move. I want to move now. I don't want to move next week. I want to move now. And I did get now. I don't know why I didn't get now. Maybe there's a money issue. Maybe some other things going on there. But it didn't feel like now. It didn't feel like before Christmas, definitely. But it felt maybe more in towards when things are a little brighter and cheerier and all that sort of stuff. Okay. Dead people. So what do they have to say in general to everybody? Let me jump in on an article. Back to that article I was talking about of wherever it is, what I do with it. 21 ways, and I'm not going to go through all of these, ways to overcome disappointment. Now I want your input on this one, because this one stumped me to some degree, and I'm going to read it anyway. See what you think. See if you have a better idea on this one. This one kind of stuck with me and how to get out of overcome disappointment. It says, stay in the mud. Oh, I think I know, but the lotus flower blooms more beautifully from the deepest and thickest mud, says a Buddhist proverb. Just in case you thought everything was bad. Okay. And what I get from that, and you can have your opinions, and I'd love to hear your opinions on that. Stay in that growth place. Stay in that nurturing place. It's like the flower in the mud comes out of the mud. The mud would be, in this case, your nurturing place, the place that you can grow from. So it's time when you're going through disappointment and coming out of disappointment, you have to get into that nurturing place where you can blossom again. You don't want to move too quickly from wherever your nurturing is. Okay? And you don't want to just go forward without that nurturing, that healing, that growth that you need to move on in your life. So stay there for a while. You're not stuck. You're in a growth thing. It's not like stuck, I'm never going anywhere mud. It's like, it's refreshing. I can grow from this. You know, mud was the best analogy there. But it works. Okay, next one. Make a pearl. I like this a lot. And this is kind of a law of attraction kind of thing, right? Allow your disappointment to form a life-affirming pearl, just as an oyster does when the irritating grain of sand gets inside its shell. Just be sure to grab the pearl before the sand gets in your eyes. Okay, well, we won't worry about sand in our eyes, will we? We'll just create pearls out of situations. How do you create a pearl out of a situation? That's an interesting question. You know, this kind of leaves a lot to thought here. How do you create a pearl from a situation like that? You're disappointed. How do you get the pearl out of it? What I would do and what I would suggest, and you may have a different way of getting there, but I would meditate on it. I would meditate on, okay, what's next? What do I do next to get there? How do I get there to the next level? How do I take this disappointment and create a pearl out of it? See, notice the word how there. How do we do this? And the how part, if you're really into the law of attraction, is God, the universe. I call it source, and I'm going to use the word source energy most of the time. Every once in a while I'll mention the word God, but source is a bit different energy to it. It doesn't have all the complications that the word God does. So how is source is our source energy, where we came from, is where we get the how part, where we get the thoughts, the ideas, the motivation, the inspiration is even a better word, to how to create a pearl out of a situation. So I use meditation. You can do a walking meditation. You can use prayer. You can do whatever you need to do. I was reading about a meditation where you look at the candle and you just stare at the candle. I use breathing meditations a lot. So you breathe. So how do you get past, how do you create the pearl from a disappointment? You meditate on it. You turn it over to source. You say, okay, I want an answer. I want to know how to make a pearl out of this situation, and wait. And that's part of my work, really. That's what I do with people. That's what I want to do with people, is to help people to understand and align themselves more with source. Now, if you're listening, if you're tuning in, you don't know what I'm talking about, you could throw the word God in there, but I use the word source because it has a different energy to it. It's more positive. It's uplifting. It's our source of all love, source of all intelligence, source of everything, where we all came from. And so we're going to rely on source. We're going to align ourselves with source. We're going to raise our vibration to be in connection to source, that we're connected. And in my daily meditation, my goal is to be totally having source energy with me. So it's working through me, and I'm communicating at some level and being guided by source to the next places in my life, to the next places. You have that little voice inside of you, that little guiding energy within you. I call it a part of source that's with me, part of God that's with me. Some people will call it your God self, your higher self, that energy of source that works through you. My intention every day is to be guided by that, to pay attention to that, to be led by that, to my vibration to be raised from that. And that's one of the reasons I talked earlier in the show about civility. In our society right now, there's a lot of negative energies going on from all different areas. And we need to rise above that. A spiritually minded individual needs to rise above that. It needs to be in a place of vibration that's matching to source, so that you can achieve everything you want. And we get back to that how part, all the way back to that grain of salt, grain of sand in the oyster that creates the pearl. How does it do it? You just have to be open to that spark, that inspiration they call it that, you can call it the sand from source that will grow within you. And then you can take that pearl and use it. So it's allowing source energy to be part of you and raising your vibration to source to get what you want in life. Turn disappointment into something very positive. So let me move on to the next step. In her 21 ways to overcome disappointment, make a pearl was number four, or number three, actually. I like this one a lot. And it's difficult sometimes to do this one because of the world around us. Ignore the critics. Now, I brought up a critic today that was in my case where they called me being ignorant for making a comment about President Obama. So I got to ignore that. I got to let it go. You know, I couldn't talk about it anymore. Success is 1% natural talent, 99% hard work. Now, that percentage is, I would totally agree with the percentages, but take it from a writer whose 8th grade paper was read aloud as an example of how not to write. Ooh, the author. Now she's written books. I think all of us had those experiences where we were challenged by critics to step above that, right? I remember in high school, my English teacher said, well, you'll never be better than a C-plus student. That was a challenge for me. You'll never be better than a C-plus student. That's a challenge. Now, you can take it and accept it and go, well, I'm limited. I can never do it. Or you can say, no, that's not true. I know myself. I believe in myself. I believe my mission and purpose in life. So I will never accept that limitation that somebody wants to put on me. So ignore your critics. You can take the words and go, oh, it's a challenge. Okay, I can rise above that. I can get way above that. Okay, what's the next one? I like this next one. It's good. I like all of it. Well, some of them I like more than others. Okay, let's see where it's at. Then we do want to talk to me. We'll get back to this. Oh, we do have a caller. Let me, 551 is the number. If you give me a minute, I'll be right back to you. I just want to make this one point. I thought it was rather interesting. And then I'll come back and take the call in about a minute. If you're, be patient. Where are we? Okay, grow your roots. Although the bamboo is the fastest growing plant on earth, it looks lazy at first because it has no branches. Just lots of deep and wide roots. Once its roots take hold, though, bamboo is capable of surging as fast as 48 inches in 24 hours. So are we, if we grow strong roots. Now, we could get into a whole discussion. Maybe we can get a little discussion about what it means by growing strong roots. Now, I think we would individually kind of interpret that a bit differently. What does it mean to grow strong roots? It depends on what you're doing, right? It depends on what you're doing. If you're building a boat, isn't it good to know a lot about how to build a boat and get an idea of what kind of wood you're going to use, the equipment that you need to build? I don't know why I got the thing on boats, but just use that one for a minute. Some small boat, big boat. You need to have the space. You need to know what equipment to use. You need to know what wood you need to have. You have to have a diagram, a pattern to build the boat. If you're going to be a doctor, you need to go to medical school. You have to grow the roots of the knowledge about what you're going to do. You may have a natural ability at something, but you still got to grow the roots. I have a natural channel, but I spent a year with a group practicing our channeling. Every week we would meet for a whole year. It was probably longer than a year. We would meet and we would take turns in channeling. So that's growing roots. That's developing it. And that's what's growing roots is from my interpretation of the discussion. So if you want to overcome disappointment, grow your roots. Practice what you're doing. Get involved in something you love to do, and you'll blossom out of it. Okay, let me take a – I talked more than a minute there, didn't I? So I got a 551 number. Let me take the call. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. And hi. Whom am I speaking to?
It's T.
I'm sorry, speak up just a little bit, please.
It's T, and I was calling to see if I had any messages.
T, if T has messages. Are you iced tea or hot tea?
I'm just regular tea.
I'm sorry, that was a joke. That was bad humor, but I had to use that one. There's just something inside me said you have to try to throw some humor out there. So, female energy. We got a lot of female energies coming in today for people. Female energy, but it is on your mother's side of the family. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Why is she telling, I don't know if it's a grandmother, great-grandmother, something like that. It feels like that kind of energy. She's like a very strong personality. So don't be offended because she has a strong personality. Okay? It's not me. I'm not going to tell you this. It's not me telling you this. She's trying to tell you, why are you taking yourself so seriously? Why are you taking yourself so seriously? Why don't you lighten up a little bit? Why don't you go out and have some fun? Take life less serious, because turn your life over to God completely. Humble yourself. This is not me, so don't get mad at me. Humble yourself completely. Turn your life over to God, and you're going to find that there's amazing resurrection of your spirit. Okay? That's what I get. So you seem to be taking life too seriously. It's like life is a big burden right now. It's, am I going to get there? How am I going to get this done? How am I going to do this? Turn it over. Humble yourself to God and say, okay, God, you take the burden off my shoulders. I just want to go out and do something that I love to do and just do it. Okay?
Okay.
I don't know why I get that for you, but I just got it. So that's the message.
No, that's actually where I'm going with life. Like, I'm really trying to humble myself, but when I'm trying to turn my life over to God, I always
let me back up a little bit, because I don't think you want to turn your whole life over. All you want to turn over is your problems.
Okay.
It's just your problems. I got this problem, God, and I'm going to give it to you, and you figure it out for me, and I'm just going to go out and do something I like to do.
Okay. Now, what about, can I ask about, like, me and another person?
Another person? What about this other person?
Just her thoughts on this person that I met 2 days ago.
I just hear for you, give it time to slowly develop. Don't rush into anything right now with this person. Don't try to jump into anything too quickly in it. If you do, you'll get burnt. Okay? I'm not saying the future, there isn't something there in the future, but don't jump into it too quickly because you might get burnt. That's what I hear. So be careful. Be careful. Okay?
Okay.
Look at it as a long term down the road. Let's take something slow. Let's develop something slow. Let's don't jump into anything right now. Got it?
Okay.
Okay.
Got
I'll
it.
Let you go. Have a good one. Bye now. And I think they were talking about sexuality and all that sort of thing. I think that's where they were going with that. But I kind of got that energy, but I didn't want to say it because I wasn't 100% certain. But if it feels like – if she feels pressured into doing something or feels – want to jump into something quickly sexually and so forth, give it some time. I know it's hard. We're human, right? It's hard sometimes to go there. Okay, I really want this person, but – in her case, what I was trying to tell her is it's better to give it some time for some reason. I don't know why. Think about it. Put that in the back of your mind. Maybe I should wait. Just give it a little bit of time. Okay, the next one of the 20. Oh, you know what? I'm going to drop the rest of these. I got a few minutes left, and I want to move into something more positive and uplifting. This is all about laughter. And this is from lifeshack.com in 7 scientific reasons why we should laugh more. Let's get into this laughter thing, right? It's beneficial for your health. And this is all about what laughter and humor is Now, some of the words are like huge scientific words, and I'll try to break it down a little bit so I'm not having to stumble through words that I would never use and you would never use. Maybe you would, maybe I won't. It is linked to healthy function of blood vessels. Now, have you ever thought about that? That your blood vessels will actually be benefited by laughter. Laughter triggers the dilation of or expansion of the tissue that forms the inner lining of blood vessels, increasing blood flow. Woohoo! It is conceivable that laughing may be very important to make healthy, well, whatever that word is, and reduce the risk of cardiovascular disease. So if you want good heart health, laugh more. Isn't that kind of a cool idea? You want a good heart health to help with heart health, laugh more. Next, number two, it improves emotional health. That seems pretty obvious, doesn't it? Okay, laughter and humor trigger the brain's emotional reward centers, releasing dopamine, which helps the brain to process emotional responses and enhances the experience of pleasure. Serotonin, which lifts moods, and endorphins, which regulates pain and stress and induces euphoria. Okay, so you got three things going on there, right? You got three different things going on there by laughter. You're reducing pain. So if you're in pain, laugh. I know that sounds kind of contrary, but really it helps reduce pain. And people have proven this, you know, books have been written about this. Induces an euphoria, which is kind of obvious if you're laughing. And also, it increases the experience of pleasure and mood swings and helps your mood. Laugh more. It helps the brain, right? Laughter mimics the euphoric states of experience and communal music making and dancing. Well, do both. Laugh and dance, right? So, let's moving on. I'll give you a couple other ones. I don't know how much time we have left. Anybody else wants to talk to me? Nope. Okay, good. Not good. Good, but good that I get to do some of these because these are fun. I love these. These are fun. Okay, it plays an important role in social interacting and bonding. Now, this is really, really very obvious, but think about it. It has been hypothesized that laughter has been around long before humans began to use speech. So these cavemen way back in the thing were laughing before they were talking. And that's a cool idea, right? They were feeling good laughing before they were even talking. Therefore, there are already instinctive social clues humans are aware of in a social situation. Laughter plays an important role in regulating conversation in humans and also significant in facilitating social bonding between groups of individuals. I always thought, let me read this and I have my opinion on this, which is kind of along alignment with this. A sense of humor is important in interpersonal communication and attraction. I like that. And there's another one. Number four talks about that too. An important component of social competence. A healthy sense of humor bonds friends and family, reinforces group identity. It can even be argued that laughter can promote a happy marriage or relationship. Isn't that kind of cool? Yeah, they ought to get all those congressmen from the different sides of the aisle and go to comedy shows together. That isn't that a great idea? You know, okay, the Republicans and the Democrats, we're all going to commerce. You know, we're going to pick a groups, two from each side, and we're going to go to a comedy show. And you're going to laugh together. And you're going to bond together by laughing. That maybe that's what they should do, right? Isn't that a great idea? Because laughing with somebody else bonds you as friends or can. Okay, the next one. It makes you more attractive. I like that one a lot, right? And I've heard that about smiling, too. There's a certain smile that I talked about last week and so forth and so on about a certain smile that you can do that actually will attract more people to you. And it's about raising your cheekbones, squinting your eyes. This lady in this picture here is doing exactly that. You raise your cheekbones, squint slightly and big smile, and it attracts people. Studies have shown that men with a good sense of humor are found more attractive. In turn, men are more attracted to women who laugh at their jokes. It makes you more comfortable to be around in social situations, such as parties, allowing you to broaden your social circles. It's also argued that having a good sense of humor in a job interview increases your chances of getting hired. I think I told that to somebody the other day. Client was saying, I'm going to go on a job interview. And I said, smile more. Just smile. Get a big old natural smile going on when you're in a job interview. It works. Okay? If you're going to go on to dating sites and post your picture on a dating site and you want to attract somebody, practice your smile. Practice the smile where you raise your cheekbones, you squint your eyes slightly, and this big old smile. You don't have to show all your teeth. Show this kind of natural, beautiful smile. It will attract people. I've been on these sites, and I see plenty of women who never smile. They think it's, for some reason, they think it's attractive not to smile. They look serious. And that's the last thing that you want to see on one of those sites and one of those people is somebody who looks really, really serious all the time. You're going, nah, I want to have somebody who's fun, right? So it makes you more attractive and attracts people to you. So laughter, smiling is really important. Hanging out with somebody. Yes. Okay, where am I at? Oh, here we go. Hi there in the chat room. How is everybody? I should put a little happy face. No, I'll just say hi. Okay, let's move on with this article because I think it's kind of fun. Why smile? Why laugh? Just changing the energy a little bit. Snap the energy out of that kind of, the world's coming to whatever is going on now. Find some humor. If you're a Democrat, find a good Republican, a friend who's a Republican, and take him to a comedy store or watch some funny movies with him, and it'll bond you even closer. Don't talk about politics. Watch something funny, right? Don't get into the political thing. But go laugh together. Good idea. So where are we at? We're at 7 reasons to laugh. It lowers stress and anxiety levels. Isn't that a cool idea? You're all stressed out. Oh, no. Humor is described as the element of resilience, and it can allow you to put everyday problems in perspective, increasing your coping capabilities in difficult situations. It's like laughing through the graveyard. As you're walking through a graveyard, you're laughing. You know, it makes it easier to get through. You know, whistling as you go through. Oh, never mind. You know what I mean. It moderates the adverse effects of stress on health and promotes a positive mood to cancel out negative emotions. Let me read that again. Isn't that a cool statement? And promotes a positive mood to cancel out negative emotions. It helps to see the funny side in adverse situations. Genuine laughter is also contagious. So why not help improve someone's mood by sharing a laugh with them? Okay, I'm going to end there, and we'll talk more about this tomorrow because I have lots of fun things to talk about on laughter and fun, humor and why it's a benefit to us. I have another article on that also. We'll look up some other ones, but I only have 90 seconds. And also, next one, it strengthens the immune system. You won't get as sick if you're laughing. You won't get as sick, partly because you're not stressed out because you're laughing, and the stress on your body causes you to get ill, sick. Right? People are all stressed out, so have more colds all the time. Find something funny in every situation. But be nice about it. I talked about civility earlier in the show. We don't want to be seeking humor that it's offensive and offending other people with our humor. We can find things to laugh about and be humorous about without being offensive. Correct? You know, unconditional love time. It's a good dose of unconditional love in this world is what we need right now instead of all the craziness and the name-calling and the attacks. Let's try to move that direction towards respect and civility. It's been fun. I had fun today. I really did. And I will be back tomorrow. And we're going to do, tomorrow's my birthday, so I will be here. But I love you guys. Bye.